So welcome everyone, we're gonna get started. So I wanna thank you all for coming today to the panel on New Orleans, Women on the Front Lines. Really appreciate everyone participating and coming to the session today. It's gonna be really wonderful. We have three phenomenal women here to share their stories with you and insights. So my name is Ingrid Chapman, I work with the Catalyst Project. The Catalyst Project, we're based in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're a center for political education and movement building. And we prioritize working with white sectors of the global justice, anti-war movement, doing political education, and also alliance building and leadership development. So we really strongly focus also on organizing as a big part of working towards social justice. So political education fitting in with, like, what are we doing on the ground to, like, work for social change in all areas. And so today we've invited... our panelists today, and I'm going to go Maiba Liebenthal. Maiba Liebenthal, Amber McZeal, and Maya Dempster to join us today to highlight the organizing all from New Orleans or have lived in New Orleans and to share their stories with us and the struggles and their visions for justice in New Orleans as a part of also like the struggle for justice all over this country. So, Maiba, right here, is a black feminist, anarchist, and human rights advocate committed to creating projects, institutions that support self-determination, self-determined and sustainable community development. A New Orleans resident, she is a member of various community-based organizations, including Insight, Women of Color Against Violence,
in the house.
Critical Resistance, she is a contributor to a South End anthology, What Lies Beneath Katrina, Race and the State of the Nation. So that's Maiba, everybody. Welcome, Maiba. So Amber McZeal is a native New Orleanian by way of Lafayette, Louisiana. She currently resides in Berkeley, California, where she is the volunteer public and community relations director with social activist group Survivors for Survivors, Incorporated, a survivor-initiated nonprofit organization assisting hurricane survivors with needs which are still unmet by the national recovery agencies. Prior to Katrina, she was a student of jazz performance at Southern University, New Orleans. She is continuing her studies in sound therapy in California. Everybody welcome Amber. So Maya Dempster is a writer, artist, and activist. She is a New Orleans resident via New York City right now as a survivor of Katrina and Rita. She now works closely with New York Solidarity Coalition to aid evacuees in the struggle for social justice. Everybody, welcome. So we're going to go through, we've created some different questions that the panelists are going to go through answering, and then at the end we're going to have about 30 minutes for questions and answers from all of you. So thank you, everybody.